Now may I speak in the name of the living God to his Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. We have gifts that differ, says Paul, according to the grace given to us. And Jesus famously says to Peter, on this rock I will build my church. I expect that most of us at some point have had to cope with making job applications. Sometimes it can be pretty scary. We look at the advertisement. Can we really live up to the employer's expectations? Think of a word you're likely to see. You should be innovative, dynamic, possess excellent communication skills, be unflappable under pressure, have a proven track record of managing change and dealing with complex organisations, and so on and so forth. And however much we want the job, however much we think we might be able to do it, we may look at it and think, is that really us? Or if I think it is, and I can be this paragon, am I actually thinking of myself more highly than I ought to think? And I just wonder, maybe in the past, we have worked with people whose opinion of their abilities is indeed a lot higher than the reality. And it's not always a comfortable mix. Very few job advertisements say, come and join us just as you are. Do what you're good at and do it to your best of your ability. But that is exactly what God wants. And Paul, writing to the Christians at Rome, gives us that striking and fundamental metaphor of the body of Christ, of which we are all members. We all have a function to which we are uniquely suited, which no one else can fulfil, and yet without our contribution, the body is less than together and perfect. The Church of God needs leaders and prophets. Of course it does. It does now as much as ever in these tough times. And Paul urges them to fulfil their gifts, but the church also depends supremely upon the faith of individuals living out lives in positively and unselfishly as we can, being there, faithful in prayer and worship, and in generosity and compassion. Think back to lockdown particularly. In that tough time, it was cheerfulness and mutual support which got us through and made it bearable. Those who met or spoke to us and others with a cheerful smile and a friendly word did much more good than they realised. Never underestimate the effects of small acts of goodness by yourself or by others. For each of us makes a difference to the church, the body of Christ. God asks only that we should care, be sincere, and do our best. He doesn't demand perfection. If he did, Jesus would never have chosen Peter, or probably any of the apostles for that matter, to be the rock on which the church would be founded. The others all seem to have looked up to Peter, and he was one of the first to follow God's call. But he was impulsive. He didn't always get the point. He fled when Jesus was arrested, and then compounded it in the high priest's courtyard by denying that he knew Jesus at all. Human fear had overcome him. And at that terrible moment, when the cock crew, he must have felt a complete mess. Not at all the solid rock that Jesus hadn't named him. But Jesus knew that in his deepest being, Peter was faithful, that Peter desperately wanted to do the right thing, and that he was capable of facing his guilt and weakness and trying again. And isn't that the rock of honesty that Jesus was looking for? Readiness on Peter's part to acknowledge that he got it wrong, and an underlying determination to keep going on the right path, even after he had messed things up. And isn't that what Jesus wants us to do, even when we know we've messed up too? Let the example of Peter show us that Jesus will be there for us too, if we will let him, to pick us up, dust us down, and set us on his course again, so that we may each play our unique and special part as members of his body, the body of Christ. Amen.